This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I want you to tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro talk about the subject of perimenopause with Deanna Minich from Metagenics. And the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Now, Village Green, the site or the store on Cedar Lane, both places are there for your expert advice. They will give you advice on any question you have regarding supplements and diet. So the store and the website are a good resource for all the variety of information and superior supplements, especially the Pathway brands. Right now, Village Green is having a wonderful sale, and it's on Pathway products and some of their best brands through Monday, March 7th. So the deal is 25% off Pathway and 20% off Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorne, and Nordic Naturals. Sale prices are for Thorne, Metagenics, and Nordic Naturals available in the store only. So you can call the store or visit. It's a good sale, and it goes on until March 7th. I wanted to tell you a little bit more about a Village Green, wonderful service. It's called the new Takeaway Environmental Return System to get rid of your unused medications. People should not be throwing these in the trash or tossing unused pills into the toilet. So there's a reason to do this, and the method is safer for people because you don't have to worry about drugs falling into the wrong hands. It's safer for the environment, and it avoids the trickle-down effect of improper drug disposal. And it's a smart way to dispose of drugs and their plastic containers. And it's for people who care about our planet and ecosystem. So how does it work? You fill out a form and you bring your meds in, and they will guide you through this. So what is acceptable for disposal? Well, first of all, unused or expired medications, prescriptions, and over-the-counter. And this includes pills, tablets, capsules, ointments, creams, lotions, powders, inhalers and nebulizer solutions, and liquid medicines that are 4 ounces or less. Not acceptable are liquids over 4 ounces and controlled substances such as Adderall, Vicodin, Demerol, hydrocodone, Ambien, and any sharps such as syringes, needles, and lancets, thermometers that contain mercury, and any home-based care or durable medical equipment supplies such as rubbing alcohol and hydrogen peroxide. Now, for these not acceptable items, you have to contact your local household hazardous waste facility. But Village Green will help you with all of this. So go online or give them a call, myvillagegreen.com. Now, today, we are lucky. We're going to be talking to Peter Josling of Alamax, and we will be talking about garlic and the health benefits of stabilized allicin. This is a concentration. Today we're lucky. We'll be talking to Peter Josling of Alamax, and we're going to be talking about garlic and the health benefits of stabilized allicin. Allicin is in a concentrated form. It is much more potent in its antibacterial, antiviral, antipathogen activity. So we will learn about that on the show. I just want to give you a little bit of background about garlic before we get started. And we know about garlic. It's very common, and it is a species in the onion family, and it's closely related to the onion, shallots, leeks, and chives. And garlic has been used throughout history for both culinary and medicinal purposes. So let's talk about that historical use, because that's interesting in and of itself. It's been used for thousands of years, and it dates back at least as far back as the time that the pyramids were built. And garlic is still grown in Egypt, but the Syrian variety is the kind that's most esteemed now. Now, garlic is mentioned in the Bible and the Talmud by Hippocrates, Galen. It has been mentioned for many conditions, including parasites, respiratory problems, infections, poor digestion, and low energy. Now, I want to emphasize this because this goes back thousands of years before there was really a science and considered kind of old wives' tales, until in the 20th century it was discovered that garlic really has some potent components and some powerful effects, just as our ancestors discovered thousands of years ago. And it was consumed by ancient Greeks and Roman soldiers, sailors, and rural classes, and by the African peasantry. So it does have an esteemed history. And in the account of Korea's establishment as a nation, gods were said to have given mortal women with bear and tiger temperaments black garlic. So it goes back a long time. And it was rare in traditional England cuisine, but it was much more common as an ingredient in Mediterranean Europe. And garlic was placed by the ancient Greeks on the piles of stones at crossroads. It was to protect. And it has an interesting history there. A similar practice of hanging garlic, lemon, and red chili at the door or in a shop to ward off potential evil is still very common in India. Now, garlic has that strong smell, and people who consume a lot of garlic do have a strong odor. And it also comes out in the sweat, that garlicky smell which we're all familiar with. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the effects of garlic. Raw garlic is more potent, and cooking garlic reduces the effect. And Dr. Josling will talk more about this. So in rat studies, allicin, which is this exciting component we're talking about today, was found to be an activator of something called TRPA1. So the neurons release neurotransmitters in the spinal cord to generate pain signals and release these neuropeptides at the site of sensory nerve activation. And this resulted in vasodilation as well as inflammation. Allicin is released only by crunching or chewing raw garlic and cannot be formed from cooked garlic. And this explains short-term back pain when garlic is eaten raw. So some people do suffer from allergies, so that's always a warning. If you're allergic, it's certainly something that you can't use. And people who suffer from garlic allergies will often be sensitive to many plants in the lily family, including the onions, garlic, chives, and leeks, shallots. So you have to think about that. Garlic can cause indigestion, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. It depends on how much is used at one time. It has the quality of thinning the blood, as does aspirin. And this has caused very high quantities of garlic and garlic supplements to be linked with an increased risk of bleeding, particularly during pregnancy and after surgery and childbirth. So before surgery, it is often recommended that you not consume large amounts of garlic. That's become standard. And garlic can interact with some medications like warfarin and antiplatelet medications. So if you are taking anything that thins platelets, garlic can enhance that, and you may get an exaggerated response. Now let's talk about a little bit of the research on garlic. I love what we're learning about garlic, and there's an interesting study that was done. I'll explain it. Researchers analyzed diet questionnaires from 1,000 older female twins alongside of their x-rays of their hips, knees, and spines. Now, the results showed that those with diets high in fruits and vegetables, especially the allium vegetables, garlic, onions, and leeks, had significantly lower rates of hip osteoarthritis. The theory is that the allium vegetables contain a disulfide that is the compound that represses cartilage-damaging enzymes. Very interesting study. Now, coronary heart disease and cardiovascular disease. In a double-blind, recent placebo-controlled randomized study involving 51 patients with coronary artery disease, the results showed that supplementation with garlic powder could significantly reduce cardiovascular disease risk, and the patients received supplementation with a time-release powder or a placebo, and this went on for 12 months. Now, the garlic supplementation was associated with a 1.5-fold decrease in cardiovascular risk in men and a 1.3-fold decrease in women. Additionally, the garlic supplementation was associated with a significant decrease in LDL cholesterol in men and women. So the authors of the study conclude that this is a remedy of natural origin, and it is safe with respect to adverse effects and allows even perpetual administration that may be crucial for the secondary prevention of atherosclerotic diseases in cardiovascular disease. Now, arthritis and hip pain, not only has that been found to benefit from garlic, prostate cancer. There is a lower incidence, lower risk of prostate cancer with the use of tomatoes and garlic. So we've got lots of interesting information. So let's talk a little bit about the garlic tomato study. It was a case control involving 194 cases with newly diagnosed prostate cancer and 317 controls. And the results indicate an inverse association between tomato and tomato products and garlic intake and the risk of prostate cancer. So after adjusting for the potential confounders, the highest group of consumption of tomato products was associated with a 67% reduced risk of prostate cancer compared with the lowest group. And similarly, garlic consumption was associated with 42% reduced risk of prostate cancer. On the other hand, dietary fat and red meat intake were positively associated with prostate cancer risk. So the authors conclude our study supports the hypothesis that total fat may increase prostate cancer risk, and tomatoes and tomato products and garlic certainly may protect patients from prostate cancer. So we will talk much more about Allicin, stabilized Allicin. We will be talking with Peter Joslin. I want you to stay with us. You are tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, listeners. We will be right back after this break with Peter Joslin and the subject of garlic and stabilized Allicin.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com. GardenOfLife.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of community. In Washington, whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I want to remind you to tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro talk with Metagenics' Deanna Minich about perimenopause. Now, today, we're honored to have Peter Joslin with us, and we are going to talk about garlic. And Peter Joslin is an expert, and there's a little bit of information I'd like to give you about him. He's from Sussex, England, and he established in 1993 the Garlic Center. And he wanted to provide an independent source of information about the medicinal, culinary, and general properties of garlic. And the Garlic Center also advises commercial companies, research establishment, government agencies, the press, and the media. And in 1997, Joslin also formed a specialty chemicals division to provide key garlic components, including allicin, Allicin and Ageline. I hope I pronounced those well enough, Mr. Joslin. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, that's quite all right. My pleasure. You did get them quite right, but it really doesn't matter. They're all sulfur chemicals. That's the most important thing.
Well, let's get started with garlic and the importance of garlic, and then we'll spin off into the components and why they're so important.
Well, the nice thing about garlic is everybody knows about garlic, or at least they think they do. It's been around for thousands of years, of course. And for the last, 120 years or so, researchers like myself and manufacturers and scientists around the world have been trying to capture one of the ingredients called allicin. And no one's really been able to do it properly because it's a very, very difficult thing to capture. It's rather unstable. But fortunately, some years ago now, I led a team of scientists and chemical engineers, and we were the first in the world to be able to produce a stabilized extract of allicin. And that means that we can go on and do research work and prove all the benefits that we thought garlic could give us are certainly completely related to this stabilized allicin material that we manufacture every day now.
Well, it's very impressive. And I know a lot about garlic, but I don't know near as much about garlic as you know. So I'm interested in you sharing the information. And how was Allison first discovered? How did they know what Allison could do or how it affected? Is it the only component in garlic that has this strong effect, or are there many others?
That's a very interesting question, because you have to go back literally thousands of years into ancient Egypt. And in those days, they were feeding a daily ration of garlic to the workers that built the pyramids. And even in those days, they knew that something that was released from the garlic could keep their workers fit and healthy and prevent them from picking up infection. Now, in those days, they didn't know really what an infection was. They didn't know what a virus was, and they certainly didn't know what your immune system was. So it was interesting to learn since those days that every culture in the world has used garlic as both a food, because it tastes great, and also as a medicine. And only recently, in the last 100 years or so, have we really discovered which chemicals garlic releases that are beneficial to humans and animals. And that's where this all began, really, back in the early 1920s and 30s, where a couple of chemists first isolated a chemical called allicin. So if you take fresh garlic and you cut, crush, cook, boil, chop, or stir-fry that garlic, you start a chemical reaction. And the first thing that's released is allicin. And everybody agrees with that. The basic chemistry of garlic is relatively straightforward. So garlic, if you like, the allicin in garlic is its natural defense mechanism. It's only released when the garlic is being attacked by something. And then what happens is two other chemicals in a garlic clove come together and they release allicin. Now, that allicin is very unstable, but what we managed to do for the first time anywhere in the world was to capture that allicin and stabilize it so that we could then move on and produce it into capsules and creams and liquids and gels, and then go on and do research to see what it could actually do for people.
You know, that's fascinating. And when you referred to the garlic being attacked, I assume you're talking about the process of either chewing it, cooking it, breaking it down, chopping, as you mentioned.
That's right. Or indeed when it's growing in the ground. I mean, garlic is relatively easy to grow. Most people can grow some if they want to. But it does get attacked in the ground by funguses, by virus, by bacterial infection. And what happens is the two chemicals in a garlic clove suddenly break out. One's called allein and the other is an enzyme called allinase. And they come together, and the first thing they produce is allicin. Now, allicin is a very potent antimicrobial agent. In other words, it can kill almost anything that's trying to attack the garlic. And so what happens is it dies away very quickly. It doesn't need to produce very much to be able to kill out whatever is attacking the garlic. So the wonderful thing about it is that we've managed to capture that allicin and stabilize it so that you can then put it into a product and actually use it and show that it can kill a virus, it can kill bacteria, it kills fungal infections, molds and yeasts, it can rid the body of parasites. And all of these things have been proven now over the last, well, 10, nearly 11 years that we've had stabilized allicin as a compound that can be utilized. And really, I think the important thing that listeners should understand is that this is completely different to any other type of garlic product that's ever been released in the market anywhere in the world, if you like. So I always like to say it's a bit of a revolution in the garlic world, and that's really what it is, being able to capture this allicin material and show exactly what it can do. We've been able to show that in tests in the laboratory for many years, but we've never been able to scale it up and make it into a commercially available product.
Well, it's impressive, and it certainly is strong. I've reviewed a lot of the literature that you provided. Talk about a little bit of the studies that have been done on the power of allicin, how it's used, dose levels, and we'll continue this conversation throughout the show.
Well, the nice thing about the allicin is that we've been able to do a number of controlled trials. We've also been able to do a large number of case report studies, which have been peer-reviewed and published in the medical press. And we've moved on and covered an enormous array of disease areas where we know that allicin has a major impact on human health and indeed on animal health as well. So this all went back to the very first study that we did, which was concerning the common cold. And, of course, we picked that because it's called the common cold because virtually every American in the world, in the country, will suffer 2 to 5 colds per year. And certainly for me personally, I haven't had a cold. I've had one cold in 11 years since we actually invented this stabilized allicin, or AlliSure as it's branded name. That's your guarantee that you're getting stabilized allicin in whatever product you're buying around the world.
Well, that's good to know. What kind of dosing for the cold, and what did your study show?
Okay, well, this, believe it or not, was the first time that what's known as a double-blind placebo-controlled study had ever been conducted using a garlic product. Now, you might have thought that some of the other garlic brands that are very well known around the world would have done this work many, many years ago, but nobody has done until we did it in 2001, too. And the reason for that is that none of the other garlic products actually release very much, if any, allicin at all. And in fact, they really are a compromise. Most of the time, they get deactivated by your stomach acid and completely destroyed. And that means you're not really getting any benefit from them at all. The really cool thing about our process is that the allicin is guaranteed in every capsule that a customer or a patient would take. And that means that we can go on and do proper controlled trials like this double-blind placebo-controlled trial on the common cold. So briefly, we took 146 patients, and half of them were given one capsule of the stabilized allicin product a day, and the other group were given one capsule of a matched placebo every day. And they were asked to fill out a diary every single day during the 12 weeks of the study and to record how they felt during that day. And if they had a cold, then they might have some symptoms, and so the scores would differ and vary during that trial period. Now, the net result was really very dramatic. In the active group, that's the allicin group, there were 24 colds. So it doesn't stop every single common cold, and we didn't really expect it to do that, partly because the patients were all over the United Kingdom anyway. They weren't in one unit, if you like. But, interestingly, in the placebo group, there were 65 colds, more than 2.5 times as many infectious episodes as in the active group. So this immediately said to us that you could reduce your likelihood and my likelihood of getting a cold by more than 60%. Just by taking one capsule every single day. And that really is, well, it was statistically significant, and that really is an amazing result. But two other really interesting results came from that study. The second result was that the number of days that people expressed symptoms of coughs and colds, like headaches and runny nose and sore throat, in the active group, those symptoms lasted for just 1.5 days. In other words, they carried on taking the capsules and recovered really quickly. But in the placebo group, it took on average over 5 days for those patients to recover from the symptoms that they were getting from having a cold. So that, again, was a very statistically significant result. And the final piece of information that came from this was very interesting to us because it showed that not only does the allicin kill the cold virus, i.e. make you less likely to get a cold and also to get rid of it more quickly, but, interestingly, those who were taking the active allicin actually had virtually no reinfections, whereas in the placebo group, I think there were 16 people who got more than one cold during that 12-week period. So what that's showing, and we've been able to prove that subsequently, It's showing that basically if you take stabilized allicin or AlliSure, one capsule a day, you can actually prevent yourself from picking up an infectious disease like a cold or a cough, or we've now discovered bacterial problems or fungal problems. So this agent, this natural agent, is not only a very good treatment if you're already sick, but it's a very, very good preventative. And that's a key factor for keeping people fit and healthy all the way through the year.
It's both preventative exactly. And therapeutic. And we're going to talk more about this and more information that I'm sure our listeners will find new and exciting. You're listening to Peter Josling of Alamax, and we're talking about garlic and the health benefits of stabilized allicin. This is Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Here's a frightening statistic. The trillions of human cells in your body are outnumbered 10 to 1 by the bacteria living in your body. During sinus and cold season, protect yourself from bacteria, viruses, and fungus with the all-natural Alli Ultra. This is the only product shown to contain enough allicin, which is nature's antibiotic. And it kills these bugs to protect your immune system from attacks. It is the only stabilized form available in the U.S. Alli Ultra is all natural and safe for the whole family. Available at sinussurvival.com and Village Green Apothecary.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, folks, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information of interest to you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday you'll get to hear Dr. Pissarro talk with Metagenics' Deanna Minich about perimenopause. I also want to remind you that Village Green is having a sale, and it's on Pathway products and some of their best brands. This goes on through Monday, March 7th. So get in the store now. And the deal is 25% off Pathway and 20% off Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorn, and Nordic Naturals. And the sale prices are available only in the store for the products, Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorn, and Nordic Naturals. So make sure you go by the store, or you can call and place your order. Now, we've been talking with Peter Josling about garlic, and this has been such an interesting discussion. He is part of the team that discovered the allicin, and the allicin is the active component. So I'm going to ask him to talk a little bit more about knowing that you've got the allicin and the dosing for a variety of conditions. We talked about the common cold and its effectiveness there, 60% reduction in colds between those who had the allicin and those who had a placebo. But we're going to talk about some more serious conditions, including MRSA, since that's been in the news a lot. So let's go forward with more information for our listeners.
Well, thank you, Dana. I think the important thing to understand is that we've learned a lot over the past few years about allicin and how best to use it. And I think for prevention, as we were talking about earlier, then one capsule a day is enough for most people to stop you from picking up an infection, whether it be a cold or an upset tummy or anything that's going around. You know, with all of the children back at school, there's always something going around that parents pick up. And the really good thing about the allicin is that if you take just one capsule a day all the way through the year, you should be able to keep yourself fit and healthy, and you shouldn't really pick anything up at all. And indeed, of course, you can give it to young children as well, so it can help them get through school without picking up those horrible colds and coughs all the time. Now, what we have learned, though, is that if you have an active infection, and that might be fungal or viral or bacterial, it might be that you've got a tickly cough or you've got a little problem on your chest or something, the best thing to do is to take a fairly big dose of allicin, and that can be anything up to 6 to 10 capsules in one go. And what you'll find is that really shifts a resistant or recurrent infection very quickly. You might need to do it again a couple of times, but by the end of 2 or 3 days of this big, big dosing, you should feel an awful lot better, and you'll have felt that everything has been shifted from your system. I mean, we've had some fabulous results in things like sinus, for example. A colleague of mine, Dr. Bob Ivka, he's very well known as the author of the Sinus Survival book. It's a very well-known book on sinuses, and he's had some fabulous results using what we call our professional range product, which is Alimed, and that's incredibly good at getting rid of a sinus infection, which we now understand is mixed between a bacterial and fungal, and sometimes even a viral component as well. So it's really important to understand the really good thing about the stabilized allicin is that it doesn't really matter where the infection is coming from or what its nature is. The allicin does seem to be able to get rid of it with a big dose. And then what you do, of course, is you reduce that dose right the way down to a maintenance dose of 1 or 2 capsules a day. And you should stay fit and healthy all the way through the year, even if you're a sufferer from what I call a recurrent infection, things like athlete's foot or sinuses or hay fever or a lot of people just keep getting colds. Once you get rid of it, if you stay on a maintenance dose, it's very, very, very unlikely to come back again. And what we've learned is that this is because the allicin boosts your immune system and increases the number of CD4 T cells, the killer cells that your immune system needs to be able to prevent an infection taking hold in your body.
This is an excellent explanation, and it really ties in with what you told us in the previous segment about garlic produces this allicin itself when it's attacked underground by funguses, bacteria, etc., parasites. And so we're taking advantage of that natural concept and its natural abilities and using it as a medicine.
But let me give you a comparison, because the commonest question I get asked is, oh, I don't need to take your product because I eat lots of garlic. And that's a very common thing for people to do. People do love garlic. It adds great flavor to the food. Obviously, it's a fantastic thing. And I would always say, take an extra clove a day if you can. It's replaced the old traditional saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. If you take a clove a day, then the same thing can happen. But the comparison that I want to give you, Dana, is that if you were to take one capsule of stabilized allicin every day for 7 days, you would have to cook 40 heads of garlic during that week, and you'd have to absorb all of the available allicin from all of that garlic to get anywhere near the amount of allicin that you can get from taking just one capsule a day of our stabilized allicin product. Now, the reason for that is that we have a very concentrated form of the allicin that is stable, but with fresh raw garlic, as you're cooking it or crushing it, you're releasing the allicin, and it's not stabilized, and therefore it's disappearing as you're actually crushing the stuff. So you'd have to eat something like, 40 heads. So that's about nearly 500 cloves of garlic. So you wouldn't have any friends left in the whole of the United States if you were to try and eat that much garlic in your diet. You really wouldn't. And of course, one of the problems in eating fresh garlic or cooked garlic is that for many people it can actually upset your tummy a little bit, because as the allicin breaks down, as it's not stabilized, it forms a whole series of other sulfur chemicals. And some of those, we know from our research and from other research published around the world, they are actually quite aggressive to the esophagus and the stomach lining. So if you're trying to eat that much garlic, you really wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, believe me, honestly, I've done a lot of press and media in the last 10 or 12 years, and I've had to eat lots and lots of garlic to make the point. And literally, if you eat 4 or 5 fresh cloves of garlic, I'd never recommend doing that. You will get very red ears. You'll certainly get an upset stomach. You'll feel it on your throat. And believe me, my wife would not allow me anywhere near her because I would stink of garlic. The really good thing about stabilized allicin is none of that happens. And yet you get a massive dose of allicin straight into the bloodstream. Once it gets into the bloodstream, it can kill out an enormous array of infectious organisms. And the nice thing about it is that you don't smell of garlic. And that's a really important factor, because a lot of products in the market claim that they are odor-controlled or even odorless. But as soon as you break open the packaging, man, do you stink of garlic.
So it does have quite an odor to it in the ordinary,
in the raw form,
in the ordinary. And as you said, there's no smell to this, and there's less or no irritant to the digestive tract.
None whatsoever. No, it actually likes the acid environment of your stomach. One of the things that, if you go into the chemistry of garlic into detail, is that a lot of the modern day supplements, garlic supplements, actually get deactivated by your own stomach acid. So as you swallow tablets and capsules from other garlic supplement suppliers, they get down into the stomach, and your stomach acid finds the enzyme alanase and completely and irreversibly destroys it, and that unfortunately means that they can't possibly release any allicin into your stomach and into your bloodstream. We don't have that problem because the allicin is already physically in the capsule, so that's a massive advantage, and I think that's the main reason why we've been able to generate and have published an enormous amount of data and evidence to show that we can kill viruses, bacteria, funguses, molds, yeasts, parasites, and some really nasty bugs, including, as you mentioned, the MRSA bacteria, or MRSA, we call it in the UK, which, of course, we all know as a staph infection. And that is a particularly pernicious bacterial infection that we've learned an enormous amount about in the last 5 or 6 years.
What I'd like you to do is go into some detail, and we'll do that in our final segment. I want to remind the listeners that you suggested one capsule a day for prevention and 6 to 10 a day for an active infection, maybe more than once a day and as long as needed, so they may need to do it for a few days in order
to
handle it.
That's right, but by the end of that few days, you should have got rid of it. If you've got a major problem like Lyme or chronic fatigue syndrome or some MRSA infections, then you need to persevere for a bit longer. But we can talk about that in a bit more detail in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, listeners, you are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more information on garlic and Allicin.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Here's a frightening statistic. The trillions of human cells in your body are outnumbered 10 to 1 by the bacteria living in your body. During sinus and cold season, protect yourself from bacteria, viruses, and fungus with the all-natural Ali Ultra. This is the only product shown to contain enough Allicin, which is nature's antibiotic. And it kills these bugs to protect your immune system from attacks. It is the only stabilized form available in the U.S. Ali Ultra is all natural and safe for the whole family. Available at SinusSurvival.com and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake. I enjoy alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do bring you a wide variety of good information all about your health. And we're here every Sunday, so I want to remind you, 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. And next week, you'll hear Dr. Passaro talk about perimenopause with Deanna Minich from Metagenics. And we've been having a wonderful discussion with Peter Josling. We've been talking about the active component in garlic, allicin, which he has given a wonderful description of isolating this and its safety, effectiveness, and equivalent to 40 heads of garlic, which is 500 cloves. So when you take one allicin capsule, you get quite a powerful punch there. But we also want to get some more information from Dr. Josling on other conditions that can benefit from the use of allicin. So let's fill our listeners in.
Well, thank you. I think the thing that we've done the most in the last 5 or 6 years is in the treatment of MRSA. As we discussed, it's a staph infection. And unfortunately, you'll know it's in the press all the time these days, that there's now a series of strains called community-acquired MRSA. And that means you pick them up whilst you're walking around doing your daily routine. So you can catch them off animals. You can catch them off bank teller machines. You can catch community-acquired MRSA from hockey gloves, from sports facilities, in changing rooms. And what happens is you just develop a sort of pussy rash. It could be anywhere on your body, but it's very difficult to get rid of. And community MRSA is sometimes susceptible to antibiotic treatment. But of course, the bad thing about antibiotics, as I'm sure you know, is that they kill healthy bugs as well as bad bugs. So what you need to do if you've been on a course of antibiotics is you need to rebuild your immune system and your digestive system, and that's where allicin can come in very helpful. But the really good thing about the stabilized allicin is that it will kill MRSA infection. In fact, every batch of the material that we make is routinely tested against a MRSA bug before we release it for sale in the community. But the other really good thing is that whilst it kills out the bacterial infection, it actually leaves your friendly bacteria alone. So your lactobacillus, your bifida, those bugs just carry on replicating, and that means your digestion stays fit and healthy. And that's really, really important if you're trying to recover from a major trauma that MRSA can produce. And in the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen literally hundreds and hundreds of people around the world who have not been able to cure a cut or a wound. Sometimes they're very large wounds, sometimes they're very small wounds. And in hospital and in the doctor's offices, they haven't had any antibiotics that can actually heal these wounds. Well, we've been really, really successful in treating MRSA wounds with allicin. And we have the capsules, as you know, but we also have a cream and a liquid and a gel form, and this can all be used topically to help heal cuts and bruises and bites and stings and wounds. And they heal over beautifully because what happens is the allicin kills out the Staph aureus infection and allows the skin to slough over and start healing properly. And if you're taking the capsules as well orally, then you get rid of the infection in the bloodstream, and basically, you know, this word isn't used often in natural medicine, but basically you are cured. And what we've done is we've taken samples of the blood before, during, and after treatment, and quite clearly in these case studies you can see that patients have been severely infected before, less during the treatment, and completely clear when the treatment period is finished. So you can't really argue with that. In terms of the fact that the allicin does kill this particularly pernicious bacterial infection, which I should remind listeners, you know, it can actually be fatal, so you really do need to get rid of it.
Well, that's exciting news, and I have seen some of the articles on this, as well as information on Lyme disease and the use of allicin.
Yeah, Lyme disease is another area where we're working furiously at the moment, because Lyme is much more common now than it ever has been. Partly, I think, it's because we can diagnose it a bit more accurately. Some years ago, it was very difficult to decide whether anybody whether a patient actually had Lyme disease or not. Now, with dark field microscopy and various other techniques, we can pretty much be clear when a patient has Lyme. It completely debilitates you, but the really good thing about the Allicin is that provided you add in plenty of water, and if you add in a good multi-mineral and multivitamin product, then you can actually take patients who are IgG-positive Lyme right the way through to IgG-negative, and that basically, again, is a cure. And that's really very, very unusual. So we've really changed some Lyme disease sufferers' lives around. And the same can be said of chronic fatigue syndrome, which has a similar sort of symptom set. You get washed out, you have no energy, your immune system doesn't work properly. These patients have had to take around about 10 capsules of the Allimax product every day. But again, their lives have been completely transformed. And a lot of these patients also have other things that cause them illness. And in particular, some of them get cuts and bruises and wounds. And one of the really good things about the Allicin is because we make a liquid, we can then put it into a cream form. We have a liquid form anyway in the U.S., and we have a gel form. So you can use it topically from head to toe, and you'd be amazed at the number of conditions that you can treat successfully with a topical form and backing that up with oral capsules, because it's a natural product, and therefore we must believe in a holistic way of healing, heal from within and heal from without.
Well, you have really given us good information, and we talked a little bit, too, about even the condition molluscum contagiosum. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that falls into one of these topical conditions that's incredibly difficult to treat. If your child has molluscum, which is a viral condition that causes little pustules to burst on the trunk of young children, and you go to your doctor, he'll put his hands up in the air and say, oh, that's molluscum. I can't do anything about that. Mum says, well, how long will it last? And the doctor usually says about 2 years. And now that's terrible for a young child to deal with that for such a long period. And it's very itchy. We've had fabulous success with the Allicin. Half a capsule a day for young children, orally. Or you can actually dilute the powder into a little bit of oil and just rub it over the wound sites around the trunk, or you can use the cream or the gel if you can find it, and also the liquid, and just apply that topically. And molluscum is one of these conditions that we seem to get something like a 99% success rate with. So it's very good for anything topical like that. So that includes things like eczema, psoriasis, acne, athlete's foot, fungal toenail infections, all that sort of thing, where there's an obvious causative agent. The Allicin is fantastic at treating these conditions, and I thoroughly recommend it to everyone to try. Can't do any harm, and at the end of the day, it's likely to do you an awful lot of good. That's what I always say.
Well, that is a nice ending to a show that is definitely too short, and we will have you back on another time to carry on these discussions. Thank you, Dr. Peter Josling.
Thank you so much. It's been really interesting. Thank you.
Well, listeners, that has been a very interesting discussion, and I do want to remind you as we sign off that Village Green is having a sale on Pathway and some of their best brands through Monday, March 7th, and the deal is 25% off Pathway and 20% off Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorn, and Nordic Naturals. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of...
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. Topping the news, continuing Middle East violence. In Iraq, mass gunmen attacked and burned an independent TV station in the country's Kurdistan region Sunday. A guard was left wounded. The attack came as hundreds protest in northern Iraq after violent clashes with security forces in previous days. The death toll from a Saturday insurgent attack on a bank in eastern Afghanistan has risen to nearly 40 people, with dozens more wounded. NATO command in Afghanistan says reports indicate it might have been a suicide attack. There have been anti-government demonstrations this weekend spread across parts of Iraq, Yemen, Libya, and Bahrain. The director of Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, Rachel Bronson, says the revolution in Egypt has played a role in protests throughout the region.
What's happening in one Arab state, other Arab states are watching. So what happens